Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hebbing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Hebbing. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Moses reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Heving. Moses moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Vallo steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vallo moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallo scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbein takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes scores. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Moses reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch McCoy for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Peacock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Hebbing moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebbing moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebbing scores. DiMaggio scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 8-2. Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Chapman scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Heving, and towards Tabor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Peacock trying to get to third. Moses throws the ball into Gantenbein, who tags Peacock for the out. Heving moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heving scores. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. McCoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gantenbein hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Tony Lupien pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Lupien moves to second. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Tom Carey pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lupien moves to third. Carey moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lupien scores. Two outs. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 15-4, Red Sox. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Peacock moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Hebbing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Spence now playing left field. Tony Lupien now playing first base. Tom Carey now playing shortstop. Charlie Gelbert now playing third base. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 16, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.